Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. It is November the 9th in the year 2023 of the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, established by the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of mankind. Well, you know, I've been watching the news. Boy, that's a bad thing to do, you know, be watching that news, especially on the mass media cartel. Well, you know, I get a little tired of a certain heresy. I'm getting tired of this heretical branch of Christianity speaking for all Christians and speaking as conservatives. This is just bizarre. What they're saying today is if you are against the slaughter of the Gazan people and the complete utter destruction of Gaza by people that reject Christ Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you are a liberal, wacko terrorist. Well, I just really take offense to that. I'm a Christian, and I may not want to call myself a conservative because I really, what is conservative? What are these people conserving? I look around and people are talking about being a conservative. What are they conserving? You know, conservatives conserve that which is. Well, I don't think I want to conserve that which is because I don't like what this is. But I'm not a liberal either because liberals just means they want every little kinky, weird, offbeat, oddball thing they can come up with. So I imagine there's lots of people like me that just don't fit into these dumb, this too... what would you call that? Two opposite kind of people. And you know what they really are? They're both pretty much the same. They're both liars. They both stand for anything. So let's talk about, I want to talk about this Christian group going around talking about conservatives and what good little Christians do and how they support Israel. Let's just look at the name. They call themselves evangelical. You know what that means? Evangelical, if you look it up, it means of or according to the preaching of the gospel or the Christian religion. Well, now let's look up gospel. In Greek, it means, and that's what the earliest New Testaments were written in, was Greek. Gospel in Greek means good news. Wow, good news. Okay. Now, when you look in the Bible, and you look up gospel, and you can find lots of terms for gospel of the kingdom. It means good news of the kingdom. Well, what does evangelism mean? Evangelism means the spreading of the Christian gospel of the kingdom by public preaching or personal witness. Now, the evangelical, that's what these people So what is the number one, what is the main characteristic of the modern Western evangelical church? I'll tell you what it is. Its main characteristic is it supports Israel regardless of what it does. As they view it as God's chosen people forever, and even though they might be maniacal and satanic right now, they will all be saved later after the rapture of the church and before the second coming of Christ. Well, what does that mean? And they also, here's the number one thing, though. The number one attribute of the evangelical church is that they deny the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven existing on earth at this present time. They deny that. They say, you can't get into the kingdom right now because it isn't here. That's what they say. So they couldn't possibly be spreading the good news of the kingdom like Jesus was. Jesus was spreading the good news of the kingdom. Why was he doing that? Because he was the kingdom. He was a carrier of the kingdom. The kingdom existed inside of his body. He was the walking kingdom of God on earth. And then he gave it to his disciples. And then the disciples gave it to others. So the kingdom of God spread through the people as they could perceive it and actually get into it. And the doorway that he created to get in to the kingdom of God, to sit down in the heavenly places with him, and even to sit in the throne with him, was the death, resurrection, and ascension. That's the birth canal to the kingdom of heaven. And everybody can experience it right now. Now, evangelism would be spreading that Christian good news by public preaching or personal witness. So that's really what I am, right? I mean, I'm evangelical because I'm spreading the good news that the gospel, the good news that the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven exist presently right now on earth and that I'm in it. I am a witness, a personal witness. I have sat down in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus through his death, resurrection, and ascension. Now, this heretical group of Christians going around supporting Israel, the modern so-called state of Israel, they're claiming that they're evangelical. Well, if they are, what is the good news they're spreading? Well, they're not spreading any good news about the kingdom because it's not here. They deny that because that's coming later, right? That's what they say. Well, what are they spreading? I'll tell you what they're spreading. The same old bad news that people had been listening to for thousands of years prior to the appearance of Christ Jesus, that the Jews were the chosen people. These people that call themselves Jews. And that they are still chosen. And they are rebuilding the wall. And they don't perceive that the wall has been broken down between Jews and Gentiles. And it very clearly tells you in the New Testament that there is no longer any difference between a Jew and a Gentile. None. Zero. No difference. Just alike. Same blood, just alike. So that where does that put all this conversation about the homeland of the Jews? Well, under the New Testament, that's just an absolutely absurd concept. Why have a homeland for the Jews when they are just like everybody else? There's no difference between them and the Palestinian living right next door. None. Zero. And they have no more rights in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven on earth than the Palestinians standing right next to them. No, sir. Not one iota. Nothing. They have no more rights to any property or any special treatment or anything. Now, that's the good news. That's the good news. That's the Christian good news. And I'll tell you why they're able to get away with this destruction of Gaza right now is because the Christians aren't Christians anymore. The Christian church has fallen away. It's even joined itself with the Antichrist. And of course, I've talked about that before here. But I am really getting sick and tired of hearing, and what's this new Speaker of the House now? I can't remember his name. Something I don't even bother to look it up. He's one of these Christian guys. Oh yeah, he's an evangelical. One of his first things, his job is to get more money to Israel so they can destroy people that are just like them in their own land through their unlawful government for the homeland. Of the like everybody else. Well, I'm just, you know, when is the church going to get savvy on the New Testament? They are so busy kissing up to the monetary system, the illegal monetary system that has destroyed nations, including this one, and made it a subject and servant of the those who call themselves Jews but reject the King of the Jews, their monetary system. And, you know, they make it very profitable for these Christians that support their satanic world global projects. Just look at how well this old preacher over here in San Antonio has done, this John Hagee. Man, I understand he got airplanes. They give him airplanes and all kinds of stuff, and they just praise this guy. And all he does is, his whole thing is just supporting Israel. Well, I mean, he's joined himself with the Antichrist. The Antichrist has a capital on earth. It's Israel. It's the homeland of the Antichrist. And they still claim to be chosen and special and different, and they need a homeland. No, they don't. The homeland has already been here. The homeland has come to them. It came to them first. The kingdom of God came to the Jewish people first to get them into the kingdom of heaven on earth, which is through the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. Where they could sit down in the heavenly places with him, with others, with the Gentiles. Oh, no, but see what, and Jesus foretold this too. They were going to reject this. They were going to be cast out of the kingdom. There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, they really should repent. They should repent of these sins and this arrogance that they have for no reason, and live like other people. Forget the Jewish thing, their special blood. I mean, even John the Baptist said, don't think to yourselves that you have Abraham for your father, for God can raise up children of Abraham through the stones on the ground. And as I've said before, that's essentially what he did. He took the Gentiles and made them the children of Abraham. That's what I am. I was a stone on the ground, no hope and lost, and I became a child of Abraham through the acceptance of Christ Jesus as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and eventually experienced the death, resurrection, and ascension, the birth canal into the kingdom. And I'm really sick of this thing they're doing. And I'm sick of the I'm being called a terrorist when I just simply believe that the Jewish people, these so-called Jewish people, are the Antichrist, and they're just like everybody else. They have no special preference under God. Now, the next thing that comes up on my list of things I've been thinking about, you know, but right before I leave, though, I was talking about rebuilding the wall between the Jews and the Gentiles. There's actually a group called, you've heard of it, I'm sure, before. This group is called Wall Builders. I think that's pretty appropriate. It's run by this guy named David Barton, and he is also considered a evangelical. I think I haven't done any research on him lately. He might have changed over the last few years since I've looked into him. But I used to get a little a pamphlet from them once a month or so, maybe even more often. And it was called Wall Builders. And I'm looking at his website right now called wallbuilders.com. I think that's highly appropriate because that's exactly what he's doing. Instead of building a wall between the barbarians, which is what it's supposed to mean, instead of building a wall between Christianity and barbarians, which you wouldn't want to do that anyway except for protection if they were going to attack you, but you should be ministering, you should be witnessing to the barbarian to alter them, get them into the kingdom. Well, then a wall builder is not really, and what he's really doing is rebuilding the wall that Jesus already is torn down. This is what I'm trying to say about these people, these so-called evangelicals, who are supposed to be spreading the good news of the kingdom and the destruction of the wall between the Jew and the Gentiles. They're rebuilding the wall. They're redoing everything that Christ performed. They're denying that Christ brought the kingdom of heaven to earth, and they're denying that a wall has been broken down between the Jews and the Gentile. I mean, just as the Jew who calls themselves a Jew but denies the King of the Jews, these Christians are calling themselves evangelical Christians while denying the works of Christ, what he's done. So we have two tremendous groups of liars running this country. Those who claim to be Jews and who deny the King of the Jews, and those that claim to be Christians who are denying the works of Christ. And all for what? For God's sakes, what are they doing? I mean, talk about a lost bunch of people. Anyway, also the next thing I'm going to bring up here is this. I guess we're in a war, state of war too. This what's his name? What is this guy's name? I'll find it here. I'm just learning that we've attacked some bases in Syria, the United States. So I call that a state of war. You know, if you're bombing a country, yeah, you're at war with them. So hang with us. We'll be right back after this.
What What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government. It's Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And before I leave this idea, though, of the gospel of the kingdom and the fact that it's actually here, the good news of it, I'm going to read just a few of these scriptures that I pulled out that prove my point. And I think you'll be pretty much in agreement with me after hearing these. This is Matthew 4:23 says, quote, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people." Matthew 8:12, "But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." I believe that's where these people that call themselves Jews but deny the King of the Jews is where they're at right now. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 13:11. And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Matthew 13:19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. Then Matthew 13:38. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. Yeah, it appears that the church now is joined with the tares, the wicked one. Now Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 24:14. And his gospel of, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Mark 1:14. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Mark 4:11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Now, I got to admit here, when I first read the parables for the first time, I didn't get it. And after I read the explanation of the parable afterwards, I was amazed. There it was. Now, Luke 8:1. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. Luke 8:10. And he said unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. This is a proof that God, that Christ Jesus was the Son of God, and that he could tell them these things they couldn't understand unless he explained it to them. Luke 9:11. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them, and spake unto them of the kingdom of God, and healed them that had need of healing. 2 Thessalonians 1:5, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. James 2:5, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? And why would he go about doing something that was going to come about 3,000 years later? No, he was bringing it right now. Well, stay with us till this, right after this.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government. Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, I want to move now to this story I saw. I'm going to get back to this Syria thing. I'm going to save that to last. But I got this email from Constitutional Rights PAC. I mean, you know, I mean, just nothing that I get much really has anything to do with what they say they are. The church says they're evangelical and they're not evangelical. The Jews say they're Jews and they're not Jews. And the Constitutional Rights PAC says they're constitutional advocates and they ain't anything close to it. Let me read this little story here. It's about some representative that has been, says House votes to censor Rashida, I can't say her last name, T-L-A-I-B, over anti-Israel comments. Well, really? That's all it takes to be censored? Is to have an anti-Israel comment? Well, you know, they don't censor you for having an anti-American comment. I mean, it really shows you who's running the country. I mean, if you burned an American flag, probably wouldn't nobody do much about it. If you burn an Israel flag in America, you'll catch all kind of hell. That's right. You'll catch hell if you I've burned a United Nations flag, and you think I would have attacked the Capitol or something. That's a tea club. The UN is a like a domino club, you know, card game club. Well, anyway, go on down here. The House of Representatives have voted to censor Representative, a Democrat from Michigan, in a 234-188 vote on Tuesday night. And it says here, the punishment, largely symbolic, was a formal public rebuke of her most recent anti-Israel comments made in the wake of the Jewish nation's war against terror group Hamas. Well, see, if I was writing this article myself and working for constitutional rights, I would have said something like this. The punishment, while largely symbolic, was not called for. Transgressed on her right of free speech, and her First Amendment right to free speech, and just for making anti-Israeli comments, Israel comments, and was made in the wake of the unlawful, tyrannical state of Israel's war against a terror group that they've labeled a terror group. I mean, this article is not coming from a constitutional group at all. This again proves that everything in our country has been defiled by this insane support of a tyrannical, unlawful nation in the Middle East called Israel. It says 22 Democrats voted with 212 Republicans to censor Tlaib. Four GOP lawmakers voted against the measure. Well, hallelujah. You know, four real walking, breathing people. Four lawmakers voted present. I don't know what that means. I guess maybe they abstained. They voted. They were there but didn't vote. The measure was introduced by freshman Representative Rich McCormick, a Republican of Georgia, on Monday. Well, anyway, and then they have some stuff under here that people wrote about it, and some of them praised this thing, and then some of them said it wasn't stiff enough, you know. They should probably some of them wanted to draw and quarter her. But anyway, so much for that piece of garbage from a piece of garbage called Constitutional Rights Pack. My foot. They wouldn't know a constitutional right from jello. Okay. U.S. launches airstrike. Wow. Okay. This is Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He was the guy I saw talking to Benjamin Netanyahu and told him that I was the guy responsible for setting up the ISIS program. I mean, I'm sure he didn't mean that, but that's what he said. I think he meant setting up the investigation of it or all of that. Hopefully that's it. But, you know, who did set up ISIS? Maybe that was just a slip of the old tongue, you know. Who did think up ISIS? And what was that? But I don't want to get into that now. That's history. That's just more garbage history. Now, the U.S. carried out an airstrike on a weapons warehouse in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militias. Now, in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks, the Pentagon said. Well, you know, this. What does this mean? It means, again, the U.S. government is occupying these Middle Eastern nations all over there. So we're trampling around on all these people's country, and when somebody over there, of those people over there, decide to whack us a little bit, then we go to bombing their place. I mean, you know, if you don't want to get slapped, don't be standing around on everybody's country. Get the hell out of their country. If you don't want to be slapped, don't be standing in their country. How many of you go over to your neighbor's house and just kind of stand around in here and say, I'm going to be in the kitchen for a while. Y'all go ahead about your business, but I'll be in the kitchen. You know, if anything gets out of hand or something I don't like in there, I might just have to reach around the corner and give you a slap in the face. I mean, I don't get this stuff. I really don't get it. Well, anyway, I think y'all got the... Well, anyway, I'm going to read this one little part down under here that says, supposedly this thing... They so far we bombed this place twice or several different locations. And it says that the U.S. officials say that the Islamic resistance in Iraq has carried out at least 40 such attacks since October the 17th. That was the big bombing of the Gaza hospital that killed over 450 people. Anyway, enough of this nonsense, too. Well, I want to take some callers. So, Dan from Washington, how you doing?
Thanks for taking the call. You got me triggered on the Zionist Christian issue. But what's disgusting, too, is if they don't care about their fellow Christians. You know, like the Israelis bombed this 1,400-year-old church, one of the oldest, some of the oldest Christian sites in the world. I mean, that's where it started. And they're being ethnically cleansed. And then you have these churches here that support it all.
Yeah, you're right. They seem to have no idea that these people don't like Christians. And in fact, if you think about it, if any of these people think about it, what would be the most dangerous enemy to those who reject Christ as the King of Kings, who came to them first to get them to repent and get into the kingdom of heaven? The Muslims don't claim that. The Muslims are really not a theological threat to the Jew, but I tell you who is. The Christian can prove that they are a lost group of people under the wrath of God. Now, and they know that, so they've got to really fear the Christian more than any other group of people on earth. That is a true Christian. They love these so-called evangelicals because they don't know anything about the New Testament, and they support them in whatever they do.
Yeah, the Muslims actually, you know, that part of the world, Christians and Muslims, and even very few Jews, but they've all lived there for a couple thousand years. And then, you know, here comes Israel and then the American Zionist Christian movement. To me, it's amazing that there's not, like, Orthodox churches in America having street brawls with John Hagee's church. Or I'm surprised his church doesn't get protested by real Christian groups, you know?
And you know why? I've thought that, too, and I'll tell you why. I thought that he was just being promoted a whole lot, and others like him, a few of them. I know one of them is Jeffries in Dallas. He's just like him, except he doesn't yell as much and stuff, but his theology is identical. And he's on the news, too, a lot. But I went to a little bitty home church. It was in a home. And these people believe the same way, and they're not getting any money to believe it. It's the theology. Modern theology has been so corrupted and so thoroughly corrupted that the people that don't know what they're doing or why they're doing it are doing the same thing that John Hagee is doing.
Yeah, that's a good point. I got a friend that's a Southern Baptist, and he came mad at me and said, I was always taught my dad was a preacher, but Jews are the chosen people, and that's what we've always been taught. And I'm trying to say, no, it's not, man. You weren't always taught that, you know? Maybe you were, you know, but, and then this, even this word Judeo-Christian, I think, was invented basically in the 1960s or something by a rabbi. You know, there was no term Judeo-Christian. There's no such thing.
Well, that'd be like night and day. Let's have the night and day group.
Right.
Let's have, that's just not going to go together. The oil and water group, you know.
Totally different things. You might as well say Judeo-Islam or Islamo-Christian.
That's
or
right.
Whatever.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, I'll let other callers get on. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet, Dan. Thanks for calling. Yeah, that's I'll give an example in my own case. I was a member of a Presbyterian church. I guess that was that the last church I was a member of, actually? I think so. I was a member of a Presbyterian church, nice people. But our pastor was bringing material about 9/11 into the classroom in our Sundays. He sometimes joined our Sunday school class, and he brought in some literature for us to read and study, and of course it had a lot of caca about 9/11, which was all wrong. And so I decided, well, you know, this is a good church. I'll bring in my literature on 9/11 from the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Well, he told me, you better not do that, and I brought it in anyway and passed it around. And so he said he'd talk to the church council, I forgot what they call it now, and that they voted to censor me so that I couldn't do that. And they had usually a little lunch snack after church and Sunday school, and I was at that, and a retired minister was talking to me, and I said, you know, I don't support this Israel thing, and they did 9/11. He said, well, you better shut up. And I told him, you better shut up. It just shows you how far even the pastors, I mean, how can you study the New Testament and come away with anything other than that people, the Jew that denies the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is not in the kingdom, is not going to get in the kingdom unless he does. And the thing, he's under the wrath of God. And that the kingdom was brought to them. It was given to them. It was theirs. And that was the fulfillment of all the promises. What was the main promise to the Jewish people was an eternal kingdom and an eternal king. The eternal kingdom is already here, and it already has an eternal king sitting in the throne above it right now already. His name's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And they can get in today if they will repent and admit they're wrong and get in there and humble themselves like a little child and experience the death, resurrection, and ascension, and they come out with eternal life. Well, but no, they're special. They got some sand over in the Middle East. They got some desert real estate, a few square miles of it. Compared to the galaxies, eternal life in the galaxies, you want to compare that to burned out desert land? I'm sorry. I mean, and the church is going along with that dumb plan? I don't know. It just continues to blow my mind that there's no, my caller said, Dan, he said he's surprised that other churches would not protest against this Hagee stuff. Well, they should. I'd love to see some protesting going on. Anyway. Oh, okay. I see we're going to cut the break, and we got another caller. Good. Hey, William, how you doing?
Hey, Ron. You're the... How's it going? Yeah. Listening to your show. It's another great show. I really like what you're talking about. I wanted to just quickly point out that there's a video in the newsreel by Max Egan, and I just come across, got some great, great videos on what Israel's doing to Palestine right now, lots of footage. And it opens up at the beginning of it. I didn't realize what it actually looked like, the wall that goes around the Gaza Strip. It actually goes all the way around the entire strip. I always just kind of pictured it as this wall that was in one place. I don't know why I thought of it that way. I was pretty stupid. But after, in the beginning of it, there's like, it's an animation, but it's like you showing like real Google Earth, like a drone coming down or something. But you see, just if you check out this video that's in the newsreel, I popped it into your Skype. I sent it to you just now.
Super good.
It really shows the microcosm of Gaza represents the whole rest of the world, and how Israel has a wall around all of Gaza. So I think of it as a metaphor. The wall that Israel built around Gaza is the wall that they've built around the entire world. You know,
you're right.
Digitally speaking, you know, like with all the censorship and stomping on anybody who ever comes out and tells the truth. I mean, this is what these people, these demons have to do to continue to exist on this planet. They have to do this. You know, they have to behave that way. But it all became very real to me when I saw it. I looked on Google Earth and I saw there's an armistice line, and it really is there at the Gaza Strip, the wall that goes for miles and miles all the way around the Gaza Strip. And I was just blown away by that. So,
you're right. You're right. All. Well, thanks a lot, William. And you're so right. I've seen the wall. I did look it up on a map. I looked it up on Google Earth. You know, it really kind of reminds, they have one north-south road, one, not two, one, right in the middle of it. And most of the Gaza Strips, there are some, the lower southern parts way down there look like it might be 7 miles wide, but a lot of it is no more than about 3.5 miles wide. I mean, that means you could walk from one end of the to one side to the sea in an hour. You could walk the whole width, and then they have this one main road that goes north and south, and then they have a wall around the entire thing. It's a prison camp. When I first heard that, I went, prison camp. That sounds a little much, but no, you look at it now, it really is. It's a prison camp, and you're right too. That wall goes around the Jewish people and every other nation on earth, every other people, every other blood on earth. And it is a fake, it is a perversion. There is no wall between those people. There's no specialty. There's no chosenness. There's no nothing. Jesus destroyed every bit of it. And any Christian church that says otherwise is heretical to the bone marrow. It is lost also. It has joined the lost. It has joined the Antichrist. So that Jeffress in Dallas and this Hagee in San Antonio, they are of the Antichrist. They've joined them. God forbid, yeah. Man. Talk about something that should be repented from. Are you there, William?
Yeah, I agree with
you. I'm good. 100%. I thought you left. I'm glad. Oh. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. This is a great show. Keep going. That's all I wanted to bring up there. I'll let you go.
Well, I sure appreciate that, William. And folks, you can catch William's show too here at RBN. He's William Repellum.
Oh right, yeah, yeah. Let me mention. Yeah. Okay, yeah. The National Intel Report is going to be ending in at the end of the month here. And starting December, right. Richard Carey's taking over, and he's going to be doing that slot Monday through Friday. Congratulations, Richard Carey. I announced this last night on the show. Also wanted to make a quick correction, if you don't mind, to something I said last night on my show, Ron. I don't mean to hijack your show to do this, but I'll make it quick.
Go ahead.
There's a guy named Lucas Gage, or I at least recently came across on Wardo Rants. He did a really epic rant about the Jews. I guess he had a ton of followers, and he's had the FBI come to his house and do all this stuff. Calling out the Jews fully. Well, yeah. I got him mixed up with another guy named Lucas Gage. It spells his name not with a C, but a K, who's gay. And when I looked it up, I thought, oh, but this guy, he didn't seem gay at all to me. But then I should have looked at the pictures when I looked up who it was. A totally different guy. So this thing I said about him possibly being gay, that's been my mistake. That's not the case with this guy, Lucas, spelled with a C, Lucas Gage. He's a Marine, and as far as I can tell, he's a real deal. And he's a heroic guy. All right. Thanks a lot,
William. William, before you leave, can you send me a link to that video you were talking about?
Yeah, I popped it into your Skype already. And you can find it on the newsreel as well. Yeah, it's a Max Egan. It's called Israel is Genociding Gaza. You'll see a picture of Benjamin Netanyahu with a hatchet with blood on it in his hand.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I'm not looking at the right thing on Skype. I see this. It's over on my left. Okay. Thanks very much. Okay.
Oh, you got it, Ron. Thanks again.
All right, William.
Take care.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And then I'm getting this note from Mike, says technically not the Intel Report slot. Okay. Well, Mike's got some stuff posted too about the new programs for everybody, the new slots everybody's going to have. I'm going to be on. I'm going to be on Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. with a 2-hour show instead of 2 1-hour shows during the week. So let's see. And then Jeffrey Bennett will be 4 to 6 p.m. And you with Maggie Rose Friday. Okay. I'll have to look at that in more detail rather than reading it here online. I'm not doing a good job of that. But anyway, everybody, I want to thank you for tuning in today and listening to the show. And let's pray that the people that call themselves Jews and reject the King of the Jews and who have rejected the offer of the kingdom of heaven on earth, let's pray for their salvation. And let's pray for the salvation of the church, those people that call themselves evangelicals. Okay, and we'll see you next week.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.